Welcome to Philanthropy Today, a podcast about the Greater Manhattan Community Foundation. Together, we'll learn about the goals of the GMCF and the work of its staff, board members, and trustees. You'll hear about the GMCF's affiliate partners throughout North Central Kansas, and we'll also explore the efforts of area nonprofit agencies, their staff, and volunteers. Now, here's your host of Philanthropy Today, Dave Lewis.
We're going to focus today on arts in and around the Manhattan community. The GMCF Arts Committee has a representative here in the studio today. It's Jeff Sackrider. Jeff, welcome back to Philanthropy Today.
Dave, thanks for having me.
You brought a friend, and we're going to be visiting with him here in just a couple of moments, but I know that there's so much going on. You had a new mural that popped up here recently, and I will tell you, because I'm one that likes landscape-type artwork, this is my favorite.
I've heard that from a lot of people. I think, having a prairie fire represented in downtown Points and having it painted while we had fires all around the Flint Hills, it was just, couldn't have been timed better, but it's just so vibrant. It just really captures your attention when you're walking or driving down the street. It's fantastic.
And it's an artist I'm familiar with, because Louis Copt has had a number of his pieces on display at the Stryker Nelson West Galleries over the years. And it's neat to see one of his ideas hit the wall.
Yeah, it's exciting. Louis's actually been doing murals for about 20 years in the area. He started in Emporia 20 years ago, and he's picked them back up recently. And we were really lucky that Manhattan was a place that he wanted to paint one. So
you got more in the works?
Always. Yeah, we hope to be able to announce some more later this summer and look for some more to be installed this fall, I hope.
Okay. Well, last year we had a fascinating entry into the, do you call it the artistic world?
Come on, that's performance art, right?
It's performance art. It was part of a Third Thursday event down in Manhattan, in downtown Manhattan. And it was an air guitar contest, and man, that was a whole lot of fun. I didn't play. I didn't enter, and you know, there's probably good reasons why I didn't, but I had a lot of fun watching.
It's been the most unexpected, fun, wonderful thing that has happened to me in a long time.
It's Patrick, it's basically left you almost speechless.
It has. It was just fantastic. You know, we had a friend of mine that was coming to town to paint a mural, and he calls me. He's excited that he's coming back to Manhattan, and at the end of the conversation he says, by the way, I got a buddy that's going to come with me. I think he'd really enjoy Manhattan, so he's going to help me paint this mural. He's a world air guitar champion,
and his name is Nordic Thunder.
I said, I need this guy's phone number. We got to do something with this. And second, you got to lead with that, man. Don't put that at the end of the conversation. So I called Nordic Thunder, Dr. Thunder, Mr. Thunder, out of the blue. And I think we talked on the phone that first time for like an hour. I mean, it was just like this. He's just this magnetic, energetic, dynamic, wonderful guy, and
he's got a little charisma.
He does, and
a little.
And one thing led to another, and before you know it, we've got a stage in the middle of Points Avenue with people pretending to play the guitar. It was fantastic.
And joining us via Zoom on Philanthropy Today to talk about an upcoming event, we welcome Nordic Thunder himself. Good. Do we call you NT or your
you
given name?
I've been called a lot of names. You can call me whatever you feel comfortable with calling, but Mr. Thunder works for today's interview.
Mr. Thunder, it shall be. So glad to have you on. And where is it you're joining us on our program from?
I am joining you live from my living room in Chicago, Illinois.
Well, Manhattan must have made quite an impact on you, and maybe a bigger impact on you than you made in Manhattan. I don't know. Probably pretty close. You know,
yeah, I, if I'm being completely honest, like to go back to what Mr. Sackrider was saying here, that first conversation we spoke for about an hour, and I could tell by the end of that conversation, like there was something, I don't know. We vibed and gelled very well for right off the bat, just on a phone call. And then when I got there and met him, and I met you, Dave, and then I was on the, I met Karen, the wayward sunflower. I want to give her a shout out. I met so many wonderful people in Manhattan. It was just, you know, I'm from a small town originally in called Casper in Wyoming. And so I kind of have a love for small towns. There's just something magical there. Manhattan's significantly smaller than the town I'm from originally, but I felt very much at home there. And I was so welcomed there. I had never been to Kansas before. Just the scenery, the air, the smells, the sounds, everything about that trip was amazing. And in fact, it did have an impact on me. And I don't think there's been a day that's gone by since I've left Manhattan where I haven't thought about Kansas or to try to find a way to get back to Manhattan. So yes, I love you, Manhattan. I hope everyone in Manhattan hears this. I love you, Manhattan. Yes, yes, yes.
Jeff, it sounds like you found a way to get him to come back.
We did.
Because this whole air guitar thing just took on a whole new wing. A whole new set of wings.
This is not the direction I saw my life going. Being a guy that's in charge of air guitar events. But, you know, the September event, I think I joke that we tricked a bunch of people into going to an air guitar show. That's kind of true, kind of not true. During Third Thursday, we were in the middle of points. We turned the music up as loud as we could, and you couldn't help but be in the middle of this show. But anybody that we got to come down and stand at the stage, I think, stayed until the event was over. It was just universally welcomed by everybody that experienced it. And so, I don't know, a couple, 3 months ago, we were approached and asked if we wanted to have a officially sanctioned regional qualifying event in Manhattan, Kansas. And not really knowing what that meant or what I was getting into, I said, of course, let's figure it out. And so on Friday, May the 6th at 7:30 p.m. at the Wareham in downtown Manhattan, Kansas, we are going to have a regional qualifying sanctioned U.S. air guitar event. It is free to come down and watch the event. There is a small fee if you want to participate, but whoever wins our event will go on to compete for the U.S. championships that will be aired on ESPN.
Really?
Oh,
really?
My God. Listen to you, man. You're like U.S. air guitar's new PR guy. This is fantastic.
How about that? You know, and one of the things, when we brought Mr. Thunder in here to talk on our podcast today, we didn't really talk about his air guitar conquests.
This guy is legendary. He is the champion of champions. There is nobody in the known universe better at air guitar than Dr. Nordic Thunder, almost mayor of Oulu, Finland, loved by all. I mean, this guy is it. The 2011 world champion and the 2011
U.S. champion, 2012 world champion, and recently crowned the greatest air guitarist of all time in the last 25 years of competitive air guitar. Yes, yes.
So how do you list that on your resume when you're looking for work?
Just like that. I'm the greatest there ever was and will ever be. Like, that sells itself.
You're like the Pele of air guitar.
I'll take it. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Well, okay, so this has come about, you know, and 3 months ago, you said, hey, we're going to host this here. You had a lot of arrangements to make. What all is involved in putting on an air guitar contest at the Wareham?
What all is involved with putting together an air guitar contest at the Wareham? You need to have an experienced MC, like one Nordic Thunder, that you're willing to bring to town to run the event.
He doesn't just demonstrate. He's going to be the MC.
He's the MC. You know, so we've got to have a venue. We need a sound and a light guy with a smoke machine so people can make their proper entrance on stage. We couldn't have done this without generous support from a number of donors in town. And because of that support, we are able to make this event free for anybody to attend that wants to. It's important to me. All of the events that I do in Manhattan that have some kind of art component to it, I want those to be as accessible as possible to anybody that wants to enjoy it. So having it free, having it in downtown Manhattan, having it an all ages show, we're all, if we couldn't have it that way, we weren't going to do it. And that's
one thing I would like to jump in here real quick that I admire so much about Jeff and what he does there in the community of Manhattan. He's such an advocate of the arts, whether it be air guitar or murals. And I will say air guitar is an art. It absolutely is a form of art. But making it accessible to, like he says, anyone and everyone, you know, there's a lot, there is a mission statement behind the Air Guitar World Championships, and it is a promotion of world peace. And we have all these sayings, you know, you can't hold a gun if you're holding an air guitar, and make air, not war. And, you know, it's kind of these tongue in cheek things, but we take them quite, I take them quite literally and quite serious. And I really, the show we had last September on Points Avenue in front of the Manhattan Brewing Company, we literally, like, there was a trailer in the middle of the road. And as Jeff said, people that came to stand in front of the stage, they were there the whole time. And there was a group of women. I don't know if it was all women. There was a group of performers up around the corner that were in like some Japanese traditional wear. And they came and got on stage with us at the end of the show. And like there was kids on the stage at the end of the show and parents on the stage. Air guitar, I believe, has the capability to do a lot of things, but community building is one, and everyone being on the same level and on the same page, and this promotion of love and peace and doing something that, you know, doesn't hurt anyone. It's fun. And to have that be something that is free and accessible to anyone is very fantastic. So this show is going to be free. I want to reiterate what Mr. Sackrider said here. Anyone that wants to come to the show is welcome to come. And anyone that wants to compete is also welcome to compete. But there's a very small minimal fee in if you want to compete. And that just goes towards our cost of helping us get the champion from Manhattan to the U.S. finals, which, you know, I don't want to jinx it, but I do have I've got a strong feeling that the champion that's going to come from Manhattan, if it's anything what I saw last September, is going to give some of these veterans in the U.S. air guitar community a real run for their money at the U.S. championships. So I'm very much looking forward to seeing what this crop is going to pop up next month.
I think one of the things that surprised me is just how good some of the contestants were. And it wasn't easy to figure out who was going to be the champion of the first Manhattan Air Guitar competition. Wasn't easy at all.
Not at all.
It
was funny. I remember getting leading up to the show, Jeff was, you know, I'm going to put him on blast here for a minute. He was a little like concerned. He's like, dude, there's no one signed up. No one's signing up. And I'm like, dude.
Oh, I was terrified. Like, you can say it.
Yeah, he was terrified. I'm like, dude, it's like Field of Dreams. We build it, they will come. And that's exactly what happened. We literally had people the day of, you know, signing up and jumping, you know, chomping at the bit to get on stage. And we ended up having a very full roster. So I know for certain that some of the competitors that were there last fall will be competing next month at the Wareham. And we're going to have some fresh ones as well. So I'm very, very excited about this.
Jeff, are there any geographical boundaries as to who can enter into the competition in Manhattan?
Absolutely no geographical boundaries. I would assume one should be a U.S. citizen to participate in the U.S. championships, but these regional events, you know, they're spread out over 60, 90 days all across the country, and I think there'll be some people pretty intentionally that'll come to Manhattan knowing that this is early in the season, and if they don't win, then they have opportunities to go to some of the other events to compete or come here to kind of work through their routine so they can do a better showing somewhere. So I think the next closest competition to us is Des Moines, maybe Iowa. And so we really think that we're going to draw a pretty big net of people from across the Midwest. We know there's some groups from Lawrence and Kansas City that are coming to Manhattan to compete. And I don't know, Justin might have a better feel for how far people are willing to travel. But this is an event that is going to bring people to Manhattan. They're going to spend money in our restaurants and our stores. Hopefully they're going to stay the night in our hotels. You know, aside from being a fun event, this is something that's good for the community. And I believe if we do this well and we keep the excitement of this up, that one year in the future, we're going to be hosting the United States Championships in Manhattan,
yes,
Kansas. We're going to have ESPN here filming this thing live. It's going to be fantastic. But the potential for a positive economic impact on this community, on this region, I mean, the sky is the limit, really. This, when you got Nordic Thunder in your back pocket, anything is possible.
How many regional, Dr. Thunder, how many regional competitions are there?
You know what? They're still kind of trickling in, and we're coming out of, well, we're still kind of in this global pandemic, but the last 2 years there has been no in-person competition. So in the past, for example, and at its height, when there's no restrictions on travel and all this, there could be, you know, up 20 to 25 regionals from around scattered throughout the country. So, and there are people that are so diehard in this community that will literally travel like old Grateful Dead heads that'll travel from like town to town to watch the show after show after show. You have these airheads who will literally travel from regional to regional to regional, and some of which have like zero desire to even win. They just want to have an opportunity to get on stage and perform, tap into their inner child, spread love and spread joy, and just have a good time. And so I, as Jeff was saying, I do suspect there will be some bleed over from some other regional competitions, Des Moines being one of them. We've got on the books for sure. There's Boston, Nashville, Denver. You might even have some folks come up from Denver, because I know Denver's not too terribly far from y'all. Cleveland, Brooklyn, Salt Lake, Manhattan, Kansas, San Diego, San Francisco. I'm sure I'm missing some off the top of my head, but if you visit usairguitar.com, and up on the top tab there, there's a button called shows, and they're constantly updating that. So, and that's also, if you would like to enter this competition, you can click on the shows and you'll see our tag on there, May 6th, Manhattan, Kansas show at the Wareham. There is a link for our Facebook page, and there's also a link there if you would like to enter the competition and compete yourself. And I've told this to a few folks who this is another thing. Like I made friends when I was down there last time, and I'm still friends with, and I talk to on Instagram, and people I met in Manhattan, which is great. And so I've told a few that I know have signed up. If you need help with editing your song, or you want some help, you know, any coaching in regards to your performance or song choices or editing, feel free to reach out to me. You absolutely can. Justin@nordicthunder.com is my email. That's my personal email. You can reach me there. But yeah, once you sign up on the website, you can either sign up on usairguitar.com or on our Facebook page. And if you need help with songs or anything, just, you know, reach out. Feel free to reach out.
And by the way, we'll have the links and the email in our show notes here at the for the podcast as well. So, you know, Jeff, you and I, neither you nor I got on the stage to perform.
Not yet.
There's good reasons why, likely. But Justin, let me ask you this. Or Dr. Thunder, sure. Excuse me. His real name is Justin.
That's okay. Thank you.
Dr. Thunder, if you were to give some advice in a newcomer to the air guitar game, what pointers would you map out for them?
That's a really, really good question.
That's all I ask is good questions.
You ask the best questions. I think, you know, there's so many things I would say to someone, but I think the first would be like, be willing to step into what potentially might be something uncomfortable. And it's an opportunity in your life. We don't have many opportunities in our lives where we willingly get to step into something that is scary or is uncomfortable. Sometimes we get forced into situations where you have no other choice but to step into said uncomfortable situation. But here's a chance to do something, step out of your comfort zone, and you might learn something about yourself. You might learn something about performing or being part of a community or being part of many, many things that much more will be revealed the more you step further into the world of air guitar. But I think first and foremost is to try to have no shame whatsoever, be willing to potentially embarrass yourself and like to have fun. Like this is really supposed to be fun. So that's my advice. Just have fun, do it and have fun.
Well, it's been a lot of fun just talking about it here today, Jeff. Thanks for hooking us up with the champion of champions.
Yes, sir.
Is that not a business card?
No, but I think I need to get some made. You've got me thinking about
this. You need to
up
your game here, dude.
I do.
Okay. Okay, details again on the competition, Jeff.
So details on the competition. We hope to see everybody Friday, May 6th at 7:30 p.m., downtown at the Wareham Theater. It is completely free for spectators. We hope that you find your favorite downtown or Aggieville restaurant to have some food and a drink. come to the show and then find somewhere afterwards to go hang out as well.
We should also mention it's an all ages show. So it's just a family affair.
Yeah, this is all ages. It's free. This is going to be a family friendly, fun event. We hope to see the entire town down there. We're going to pack it, pack the Wareham.
Pack the Wareham. That's a good slogan. Dr. Thunder, it's a delight to have you on Philanthropy Today's podcast and looking forward to having you here in May. I'm going to be there and I'll look forward to cheering you and everybody else on.
You know,
what do you
Dave,
think about competing?
I would be happy to cover the entry charge for Dave if he would like
you know
to
what?
Compete.
I will as well. I'll split it with you, Jeff. Let's split the cost. We'll just sign him up and call him on stage.
Dude, it's $15. You know,
yeah.
Splitting $15 between the two of you. You know, that's right. That's really magnanimous of you to offer to do that. But you know, I'm the one that lives in this town. Man, this is a lot of fun. Justin, good to have you on here, and we'll look forward to seeing you on the stage at the Wareham on May 6th.
Thank you so much.
And Jeff Sackrider, thanks for getting the hooked up here with Justin and for your vision, not only on air guitar competitions, but other things, the work you do on behalf of artists throughout the community and the area and doing some really cool things on behalf of the Greater Manhattan Community Foundation.
Yeah, it's my pleasure. I just do whatever is in front of me.
You do it well.
Thank you.
Keep up with Philanthropy Today by following or subscribing to our podcast on your favorite apps. To learn more about the Greater Manhattan Community Foundation, visit our website at mcfks.org. Philanthropy Today is produced by Ad Astra Cast. Follow us online at adastracast.com.